It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's time for the segment that's just like getting fast food. Because it seems like a really good idea until you actually go through with it. And then immediately when you're done, you're like, ugh, that was a terrible choice. Why did I put myself through that? It's What's On Your Mind, where we go around the room and optimistically ask what each member of the morning show has been thinking about lately, then instantly regret it. Starting with Brooke. Brooke, what's on your mind?
So, well, we've been car shopping lately.
Rich, yeah.
No, may or may not have destroyed one of our cars.
You did.
It's a whole nother story.
Yeah. You crashed your car. You can admit it.
Yeah, it's a small. But anyway, and my husband thinks that I'm being too hard on the salespeople. At these dealerships.
I'm shocked. I immediately cannot see it coming from you, bro.
It's so frustrating. Like, for instance, we went and looked at an electric vehicle, right? And I go, and we're looking at the car, and I'm like, well, where's the spare tire? And he's like, there isn't one.
What?
I'm like, exactly. I'm like, what do you mean? And I go, what happens if I get a flat? And he's like, oh, you get 3 years roadside assistance, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, what happens after that 3 years? And he's like, well, most people just continue it. And I'm like, well, that is a racket. Okay.
Already. You're planning that far in advance? Geez.
Well, I mean,
looks like I pop a lot of tires.
Then he lifts up the front trunk on these electric vehicles.
The frunk?
Yeah,
that's what they call it.
Yeah.
I've never heard it called the hood.
And it's there. He's like, and there's your roadside assistance kit, and there's your tire jack. And I'm like, dude, if there's no tire for me to put on, why do I need the tire jack?
Yeah, I see your logic.
And Michael in the background is like, oh God, Brooke, stop.
I said, but why do we have that?
And he goes, you know, this poor kid, he's like 23. Yeah. He's done this for like 4 months. He knows nothing. Mm. And he doesn't have an answer, right? The answer isn't one. He goes, maybe the roadside assistance people use it.
I'm like,
I'm paying for a service and they don't even have their own tools?
I never feel bad for car salesmen until now. Like this, now I feel bad for them.
It just is illogical.
I feel like even the next car, Brooke's going to be like, oh, there's only one spare tire. Where's seven more for the next 10 years?
Never good enough. Jose, what's been on your mind?
Well, I don't know if you guys remember, but a while ago I was talking about how I thought Instagram and Facebook was trying to steal my likeness by having me sign up for something that's like, we'll pay you money to share reels.
Oh, yeah. I keep getting that too. Like, you want to sign up to be a sponsored whatever?
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know. It just sketched me out. Well, last week alone, three different friends of mine posted their paychecks from Facebook and Instagram.
Wait, they signed up for it?
They're all comedians, you know, already have, like, a big reach. Uh-huh. One made $500, one made $700, and one made $1,000.
Damn.
Because one of their videos actually hit, like, $1 million or something. But I was like, whoa. So I hit them up, and I'm like, dude, I thought this was, like, a scam. And they're like, no, I'm literally just sharing reels and making money.
What? So you're rethinking it?
I'm definitely rethinking it now that I see the results, but the privacy agreement is so long. Like the regulations.
You literally sell your left kidney.
It sounds like a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
I just have a favor to ask. I need Brooke to go through that for me today.
Oh, God.
You can read the whole thing and just make sure I'm legally not selling my rights to my life away.
I've been reading the news. Sounds like Mark Zuckerberg, really stand-up guy that you should trust.
Most billionaires
would never do anything bad with your
information. So you're saying just go blind and sign up. All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
You're about to be rich, too, bro. Alexis, tell us what's been on your mind.
So I went to the pumpkin patch last weekend, and I'm just like always disappointed in that place.
How can you have a bad time at the pumpkin patch?
Because Jeff, there's too many kids and people and stuff. And
I agree, it's overcrowded, and it is a kid place.
Isn't it for kids?
Well, I don't know. I'm in the petting zoo, and they're everywhere.
Yeah, that's why it's for kids.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
I'm trying to see the cute goats, and there's just I have to wait in line of like five toddlers first.
The goats.
Maybe you just pet the children.
They don't know how lines work. It's frustrating. And then I go to the corn maze. It doesn't get better.
Uh-oh.
Because who wants to do those sober? Honestly, I'm realizing.
Nobody. Yeah. And they're not that hard to find your way out of because they're also designed for children.
Yeah, exactly. So I want a 21 plus pumpkin patch. That's what I want.
That's actually a good idea.
Thank you. I'm imagining it like a corn maze with a bar like every quarter way through.
Okay.
Oh. I'd buy a lot of shots.
Yeah.
A DJ in the petting zoo now.
Yeah.
Keep the kids out of there.
That's going to scare the animals.
No, I mean.
No, they'll like it.
And you can vomit anywhere because it's
free,
a farm.
Free hay rides around. just saying.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you should get on that yourself.
I want people to text in if they agree, because I think there's enough that we could get one.
Okay.
So.
Okay. All right, Jeff, what's on your mind?
You guys know my dog, Bagel. I took him to his very first birthday party over the weekend.
Oh, Bagel,
wait, hold up. What does that mean?
And not his birthday. Another dog that he met through obedience school.
There's a dog birthday party? People throw in birthday parties for dogs.
Yeah,
it's a thing.
And that's not the weird part. The weird part is the owners weren't allowed to be there.
Oh, that is kind of
We just had to drop our dogs off at this giant mansion. This, like, bougie dog mansion.
No
and then
way.
You leave for 2 hours while the dogs all party together.
Oh, my
I
God.
And
it.
They rented out these inflatable, like, bouncy houses for dogs called bark houses. It's filled with chew toys and stuff that they can, like, gnaw on while they jump around in the inflatables.
Dogs don't jump around in inflatables.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
you should have been at that party. They were enjoying themselves, and they had some...
I feel like your dog
you
was a bad
all,
life.
Are your dogs
all
get the
thinking
invite.
That this is normal?
They also had
dog
some...
My dog does not want other dogs at our house.
Oh, how do you know? You talk to your dog? No.
Your dog's not allowed at these events. They also had these dog-friendly cakes that the dogs got to eat. And an Amazon wish list for dog presents. And so I bought Simeon something called a microbone.
Wait, you have to buy presents for the dog?
It's her birthday, yes. It's like a microphone, but it's shaped like a bone, and it amplifies all the noises that the dog makes when it barks into it.
Why would you want a dog bark amplified?
Because it's his birthday, bro.
That's what Simeon wanted. Simeon asked for it for his birthday, so I'm going to give this dog his microbone.
The dog name is Simeon anyway.
Okay.
Oh, now
your
dog's name.
Wow, what? Okay. You're in a bad mood
for some
reason. Are they
trying to go with cinnamon? Is that what they were trying to say?
Is this what you're like
Simeon,
to the car people, bro?
It's Simeon, okay? It's normal. And the dog seemed to have a very good time. When I picked Bagel up, he was over the moon.
Was
tons
he?
Of energy. Which I guess is how he was when I dropped him off. But clearly, dog birthday was a big success.
That's cute.
I do feel all this pressure, though, now to throw a big dog party when Bagel has his birthday.
I don't want to invite.
Oh,
I
wow.
Think
that's
you
so weird.
All right, well, now I'm going to invite you just out of spite for that. But text in to 78592. Tell us what's been on your minds. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.